Yeah.
Qasim Dil Muhammad's story is no different than that of many other Rohingyas. He worked as a fisherman with his family members. He says the police occasionally beat them until one day they beat Qasim so hard that his family feared for his life.
Burmese government won't let them earn a living. It would be difficult for me to even provide food. I have a mother, a sister. See, when I talk about them, my eyes fill up with tears. This is the reason I could not take it anymore. This is the reason I left for Bangladesh and then for Malaysia. The reason why I left my country.
Qasim says he fled to give his children a better future.
School education is free for most people in Burma, but not for Rohingya.
Qasim says this is the reason that 90% of Rohingyas are not educated. They're considered foreigners in their own country because of their different appearance and religion.
Burmese government is Buddhist and it is military government. So what they do is they rape 10-year, 12-year-old little girls. Why? Because they are Muslims. Because they cannot tolerate Muslims. Yes, they recently burned my house, my wife's father and his house too.
The Myanmar government denies allegations of rape, murder and burning, but human rights organizations have documented numerous such atrocities in recent months. Qasim says he fled to Bangladesh and then applied for international refugee status because he says that in Bangladesh and Malaysia, it would be very difficult for his children to get admitted in a school.
I wish to highly educate my children, so one becomes a doctor and one a teacher. I will make money by the will of God.
Qasim's children, Asma and Azizullah, are doing well in school, but they are aware of what is happening back home. Since attacks on Myanmar police by Rohingya extremists in late August prompted a violent crackdown that has seen more than 600,000 Rohingya flee to Bangladesh.
They're like cutting the people and gone, like they have the gun, they shoot the people.
Felicia Castricone is the local program director for Catholic Charities. She says the Rohingya are very scared when they arrive in Syracuse, and then as time passes, they gain confidence.
They hadn't had that acceptance in Burma. Fortunately, we had some Burmese Muslims here who were very welcoming of the Rohingya, and in general, the whole Burmese population here who came here as refugees themselves were very welcoming of the Rohingya.
Qasim showed me his children's green cards that just arrived, but he has not forgotten his family, now living in Bangladesh.
Every day, khana khali ka yaad aayega.
I miss them every day. I have not forgotten them. Every day when I eat, I say prayers 5 times a day. I raise my hands to God and pray to make things better for Rohingya, for all Rohingya people.
To fulfill his dreams, Qasim has chosen the path of hard work. He works 3 jobs and recently bought this car that makes it easy for him to get to work. Sabah Shahan, VOA News, Syracuse, New York.